Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go, live in Los Angeles on a Thursday. It is the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. The NFL never disappoints. Tom Brady's back. Now Bruce Arians is gone, or sort of gone upstairs. As the world turns, the Shield constantly delivers for us. There's been a lot of drama in 2 years in this organization with Tom and Bruce and retiring and unretiring. And, you know, I wasn't shocked by it last night when it came down that Bruce Arians is moving upstairs. I'm like, it was a bumpy flight. Successful.
But they got there. They landed.
That's right.
Fantastic fashion. I mean, this March also has been the craziest March of all time. It's official now. It's over, so we can officially say this has been the craziest March ever.
So let's try to explain what happened. Dads don't lie. That's the great thing about retired people. They don't have a boss. Tom Brady's dad doesn't lie. He tells you what he thinks. A lot of times when he tells you what he thinks, Tom Brady will go out and say, Dad, stop talking. Dad, he didn't know what he was talking about. But when Tom Brady's dad said about a week or two ago or three ago or four ago or whatever it was, and he said Tom really didn't want to retire, there were other reasons why he wanted to retire, Tom Brady did not come out. Tom Brady did not tell his dad to be quiet. Tom Brady didn't say a word, because dads don't lie. Tom Brady didn't want to retire. So let's start with that premise. Dads don't lie, right? They don't lie. They got nobody to answer to, especially Tom Brady's dad. And Tom didn't rebuke the comment. Tom didn't want to retire. He retired. There was a lot of reasons. So from there, let's start with that as the premise. Three very strange things happened. And you know that I don't believe in coincidences. The NFL is great at managing stories and covering stuff up. Yeah, I mean, the NFL sometimes doesn't tell the truth with everything. We all get the game. These are power players and power brokers, a powerful league. So three strange things have happened recently. Tom Brady retired and unretired. So the single most organized human being in the history of the NFL, not named Peyton Manning, Mr. Detail, retired, unretired, very sloppy. That made no sense. Totally off-brand. Number two, it's an offensive league. All quarterbacks want an offensive coach. I mean, Belichick got dumped by Brady. The second strange thing, Byron Leftwich didn't get this job. What? You own the Bucks. You'd give your quarterback an offensive coach. Every NFC playoff team last year had an offensive coach. Third strange thing, Bruce Arians went upstairs. Bruce Arians about two things, football, coaching, and cocktails. He's not an upstairs guy. Those guys work hard. It's no fun. Bruce, a fun guy. So three weird things happened. Brady got sloppy with his retirement. Got to be a reason for it. Leftwich didn't get the job. There's got to be a reason for that. Todd Bowles already been fired as a head coach, although I do think he deserves a second chance. And Arians goes upstairs where he has no interest working. He joked this morning at the press conference, hey, I can go have cocktails earlier. All three are very explainable. Why did Tom retire and unretire? Because he never wanted to retire. There were things that were, you know, it wasn't perfect. Things needed to be worked out. He removes himself. Number two is Tom and Byron Leftwich are really working well together. Tom's like, if he's coach, I don't get my meetings with him. He's got to be coach, right? And so Leftwich is going to get a job. He's going to get a head coaching job. But Brady didn't want to invite another offensive guy in the building. All the good coaches have been scooped up. It's March. All the good coaches are gone. All the good coordinators are gone. So Tommy's like, let me just keep my guy. And then number three is explainable. Arians went upstairs. Arians had to be removed. But he really has always been way ahead of the curve on hiring black coaches, women in the building. This meant a lot to Arians. You've got to hire Bowles. And by the way, I think Todd deserves a second chance. But Todd is going to let Tommy and Byron do all their offensive stuff and not interfere. Folks, a couple weeks ago, there was that Rich Orenborg story who used to, you know, he knows people inside the rooms in the NFL, and he's like, Arians would come in. This was a few months ago, and, you know, Leftwich and Brady would be working on the game plan, and Arians would come in there and red marker it and say, no, 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 and it was driving him crazy, and everybody denied it immediately. Smoke, fire, you've heard the old saying. Then, as of last night, it becomes brand protection. So Brady doesn't want to be, he doesn't want to look like a bully. He doesn't want to look like a bad guy. He's, you know, this guy's going to be a billionaire. So he comes out with a nice IG. Bruce is the best. Cheers, brother. I love you. That thing had been crafted carefully. Arians, he wants to save face. He doesn't want to look like he got rolled. And so he's like, I want to retire. I've known it for weeks. And then the Buccaneers, you know, they want to make Tom happy. They don't want to make Bruce look bad. They owe him a lot of money anyway. And the truth is, everybody looks good when Todd Bowles gets the job. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers said, we'll hire an African-American coach. We don't need a Rooney Rule. This is our guy. And if he wasn't our guy, Leftwich is our guy. So it makes the Bucs look good. It makes Arian look good. It makes everybody look good. But this is all brand protection at this point. The coach doesn't want to look steamrolled. Brady doesn't want to look like a bully. But here's all you need to know about the NFL. I just want you to think of this for a second. If you think I'm wrong, and there's probably reporters out there saying, Coward, I know what he's talking about. The world has changed in football. Aaron Rodgers this offseason, three words, got his way. Matt Stafford, got his way. Russell Wilson, get me out of here, got his way. Deshaun Watson with 22 civil cases, got his way. Tom Brady, got his way. Last year, Dak, got his way. That is the league. All these quarterbacks, some with baggage, some old, some young, some good, got great contracts. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Matt Stafford, Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott. By the way, Lamar Jackson, he's going to get his way. 3 months, Kyler Murray is going to get his way because that's what we have now. Star quarterbacks get their way. I mean, folks, if Brady retired and said, I'll only come back if Arians is the coach, you think Bruce moves upstairs? Come on. You know, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. I mean, this is obvious stuff here. But Arians is beloved, should be, great guy. He's got a heart of gold. He's a wonderful coach. He's a wonderful guy. But you and I have watched all this. You and I have watched this whole thing. We've seen Bruce calling out Tom. Superstars don't like to get called out. I got news for you. Not like I know a lot of superstars, but you don't want to get called out. Joy doesn't want to get called out. I don't want to get called out. We're not superstars. If my boss was mad at me, take me upstairs and yell at me. Don't call me out publicly. This thing's always been a turbulent flight. Now, as Joy said, it's a successful flight. The plane landed. It's a beautiful plane. We've seen this thing be bumpy. We knew that Tom and Arians were different cats, old school, the constant evolver. They just landed the plane last night. And Brady goes to his IG, and Arians has a press release, and Bowles gets a second chance. It all landed right. They kind of figured it out. They greased it. They the fire trucks came out on the tarmac a little bit, but they landed the plane. It's all good. Everybody wins. Bruce doesn't look bad. He got his money. He's a good guy. He absolutely has been so pro Todd Bowles. It meant a lot to Bruce Arians to get Todd that job. And he was also going to get Byron Leftwich a job. But Tommy, once Leftwich and Brady really started working well together, it makes Arians a little more disposable. And remember, Tom came to Tampa for two things. Weapons, he got those, practice one, and a say. And that part has been gradual. You know, first seven games last year, he didn't get a total say until after the bye a couple years ago. Then he said, no, it's my offense. They hummed and won the Super Bowl. The say part, the power part, that's where the flight got bumpy. That's where it went over the mountains, started getting a little windy. The say part. The weapons part, Tom got day one. Yeah, first practice, he's like, I didn't have these kind of toys. This is great. That part he got day one. He's always been happy about that, especially when they gave him Gronk. But the say part, which he didn't have in New England, and he complained about it publicly. He wanted more of a say in the offense. That part, he got more than he got in New England, but it wasn't as much as he wanted. And now he's got all of it. And they're going to be really, really good. And they were really, really good with Arians. So this is not in any way besmirching the amazing job Bruce Arians did. It's not. But we're watching a new NFL now. All the quarterbacks get their way. A guy with 22 civil cases against him just got a $230 million contract, all of it guaranteed. You don't think Tommy's going to get his way? You don't think Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers knew Devontae Adams was out. He said, I don't care. I want to be the highest paid quarterback ever. Handcuffing Green Bay. What are you going to do? Once the league, about 7-8 years ago, made this league so offensively leaning and so quarterback driven, the NFL is becoming the NBA in international soccer. You just give Ronaldo what he wants, or he leaves. You give Messi what he wants. You give LeBron what he wants. And I don't have a problem with it. I don't go to watch the coaches. You don't go to watch the coach. I don't. As long as the star's a good guy, I think LeBron is a good guy. I think Tommy's a good guy. I don't think Tommy's a bad guy, but he's Michael Jordan. He's Kobe Bryant. He's Peyton Manning. He is competitive, crazy competitive. All the goats are. All right. Interesting. There's a lot of stuff on this. I got to show you the Brian Windhorst. I didn't know who he was years ago, but he covered LeBron like in high school. He was like the first reporter to cover LeBron. Now he works at ESPN. LeBron and Windhorst have had kind of a falling out because, you know, Brian is going to call it as he sees it. It doesn't always go well with LeBron's people. And very interesting opinion yesterday by him on what's happening with the Lakers and LeBron, and it's inarguable, and Brian's right, and we'll talk about that coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
You're now entering the No Bull Zone, sponsored by Credible. Great rates with none of the bull. Brian Windhorst had a very accurate comment yesterday. He was talking about the situation the Lakers are in. This is the Yankees. This is Duke. This is Notre Dame. It's a massive brand. So as the Lakers go, the league has always had better ratings when the Lakers are good. I mean, it was a big deal when they won in the bubble. The bubble was a hard visual aesthetic for the league. It was fake fans on boards. The Lakers winning, you know, it wasn't great for the ratings, but it made the league relevant. LeBron won. The Lakers won. So he was talking about, and he's been covering him for years, that LeBron's career operates in four-year increments. And he laid it out for you. He said, then he wears them out. It becomes operational fatigue. And this is not arguable. He said, first time in Cleveland. You build a win now. They ran into draft picks. And by the end, he had an old Anton Jameson and Shaq. Then he goes to Miami. And they want to win now. 4 years, great run. They run into draft picks. In his last game in Miami, three guys retired after the game. And they go back to Cleveland. Here we go. They run into draft picks. He leaves. They've got to rebuild their MS. And what do the Lakers have now? No draft picks in the oldest roster in NBA history. He's absolutely right. This is the cycle for LeBron. Give up your future, win now, I leave, and you're a mess. But you do it because you want to be legitimate. You bail on the future to win now, he leaves, you're scrambling. The difference, as Windhorst points out, LeBron loves L.A. He don't want to go anywhere. He's doubled his net worth. And this is why Jeannie Buss, in my opinion, has to trade massive swings, Anthony Davis, Westbrook, and everybody but LeBron, but potentially LeBron, because he's done this four times. The difference now, of course, this is where the Lakers have power. The Cavs did not twice, and Miami didn't. LeBron is older. He can't play all the back-to-backs. He can't give you 40 minutes. He can't carry a weak roster. So you have to go to LeBron and say, LeBron, we're going to trade everything except you. We'd like to keep Malik Monk. We can't afford him, probably. I like Malik Monk a lot. But he's giving you 13, 14 points a game, and he's going to get big money on the market. You probably can't pay him. You have to go to LeBron and say, LeBron, you don't have that power. We love you. You're the guy we'd like to keep. But we're going to get young. We're going to accumulate draft picks. We're going to start over. You have to be willing to play with younger players for the first time in your career, or we're going to trade you. And they can. And they would. And so that's where we stand right now. And, you know, LeBron's camp looks at it and goes, yeah, but every time we do this, we win titles. Like Miami, I got you two titles. Cleveland, I got you your first title. Lakers, I got you a title. And he's right. The difference now, though, he doesn't have the leverage, and he loves L.A. So his kids love L.A., wife loves L.A., business great in L.A. He don't want to leave, and the Lakers don't want him to leave. But they are now Cleveland when he left, Miami when he left. They're a mess, and you can't depend on LeBron to play every night. If you can get 65 games out of LeBron, that's great. One of the things I've been on here now for like almost 2 years is you got to move off AD. He's the worst kind of teammate for LeBron. He's never healthy. You got to surround LeBron with a bunch of 26-year-old kids who are just moving into their prime. You're probably not going to get guys in their prime. And LeBron's going to realize, hey, the championships are probably over for a couple of years. By the way, we've asked Carmelo Anthony for self-awareness and Westbrook for self-awareness. Well, LeBron's way better than both. But he didn't have the leverage. And he loves L.A., and he can't play the games like he used to, and he can't play 40 minutes, and he's not as good on the defensive end, and he gets hurt all the time, a lot, and so that's his reality. And so for the first time, last 2 years, LeBron has missed more Laker games than he's played. Anthony Davis. Yeah, I mean, so that's the reality of the Lakers. LeBron's missing games. Anthony's missing games. He's never around. And so it'll be funny to see what happens here. Not funny, but I think it's interesting to see if LeBron can kind of own some of that stuff. Like, okay, it's time for me to have some self-awareness. I can't give you 82 games. I can't carry a weak roster. I mean, if it's a weak roster, they're probably not going to make the playoffs. They may not. They're not going to last. So Windhorst is right. This is the four-year cycle of him. Unlike Brady, who's aged, Tom can still carry teams to conference championships and conference titles and Super Bowls. Tom can. Strangely, in a sport where you get tackled, he's actually aged better than LeBron. Some of it's just luck. I mean, let's be honest about it. A lot of NBA guys get hurt. A lot of NFL guys get hurt. Brady's been lucky. Tampa built a really good offensive line. In New England, what's the one thing you always had? A great offensive line. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, there's not been much of a trade market for Baker Mayfield since the Browns acquired Deshaun Watson, and many of the starting quarterback spots have been filled now. But one NFL executive still sees a good landing spot for him. An anonymous exec from the NFC believes that Baker would be the best option for the Seahawks and that Pete Carroll would be able to rein in Baker's persona.
Oh, boy.
He also thinks that Baker has the potential to be named Comeback Player of the Year.
That's stupid.
Season.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I always love this when coaches think, you know, I can change the player.
Don't we all do that? Don't we all just find a project that we believe in?
I guess.
Yes. We have all done that. The difference is when your job is on the line, you probably shouldn't do that. Because I'm with you. Why did anyone expect Russell Westbrook to be anything other than what he is? There's so much evidence.
Stubborn, athletic, turnovers. I mean, he is exactly what he's been.
Yes.
Everybody, you're not going to change Baker. Well, this is what Pete Carroll does. No, what Pete Carroll does is lose when he doesn't have Russell Wilson. So let's stop it.
Correct. I mean, listen, if he was a really young player, and Baker is still a young player, But I mean a raw young talent.
Without the money.
Still be molded.
Yeah.
Yes, without the 50-11 progressive commercials.
No, no. Baker's got his $35 million in the bank, so you're not going to push Baker around at this point.
Correct.
He can go back to Oklahoma and live a hell of a life.
Correct. Now, he can still play in this league, so it's not like he doesn't have a future in the NFL. But he's not going to be a franchise quarterback. We have enough evidence now to see that even when you have a plethora of talent around him, a stable coach and front office, it still doesn't work. So, yes, you're right. Stop trying to change people. We've all done it. We've all failed. Because the reality is people only change for themselves.
I talked to a therapist years and years ago, and this woman, very smart woman, she said, you know, we're all what we are at 9 years old, just we have hair now and mustaches. And she said, we're all an older version of our 9-year-old self. And we are. I'm somebody surrounded by 6 kids. At 3 and 4 years old, they're exactly what we all knew they would be. They become taller,
right,
heavier, smarter versions of what they were at 4 years old. You're not going to change. Baker's had a chip on his shoulder forever. It's why he's in the league. But this idea that you're going to, you know, we're going to bring him down and we're going to fasten certain limitations on, just like the dude's made his money.
There's so many examples of that failing. I do think that people, they're not going to change their personalities, but I do think that people can grow. I think people can adjust.
Yes.
But they're not going to do it for you. They do it for themselves. That's the only way it works. Well, you can beg someone to do something. You can incentivize someone to do something. Well, unless they want to do it, it's not going to happen.
One of the only times people change, truthfully, when they get old and rich, is if there's a health scare. Like, stop smoking or you'll die.
Right.
People will do it. Stop drinking or you'll die.
But who are they doing it for?
Themselves. They
so
want to live.
Die.
Right.
Right. So that's just, it's just a silly concept. And as far as him being the best option for the Seahawks, I don't believe that. I think they should draft someone. If you were going to go with Baker Mayfield, why wouldn't you just draft a quarterback that you can actually mold and build up and build around?
And don't have to pay anything to.
And don't have to pay anything
I think they think Drew Locke is that. He's not.
Baker. The Broncos didn't even think that he was that. That's why they brought in Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, think about this. Think about how good the offensive pieces are for Denver. So good that Teddy Bridgewater completed like 66% of his throws. Teddy did. Drew Locke completed 59% of his throws. And now you're going to Seattle with a worse O-line, with worse receivers, with a worse running back room. It's like, and by the way, a coach that drove Russell Wilson crazy because of sort of a Jurassic offensive approach.
No. So. Well, the Dolphins added one of the most dangerous weapons in the league in Tyreek Hill last week, and although he's known for his offensive talents, he's also made an impact as a punt returner, and he made it clear to Chris Greer, the GM in Miami, that he wants to be involved in the return game. Greer said, Tyreek, the first thing he said was, I want to make sure I'm back there getting a couple of returns every game. We're fortunate with him, Javon Hollins, Jalen Waddle. We have guys that can do that.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
all big contributors on their side of the ball as well, and we have a couple of other guys that can return. So we're not really worried about the return game.
No, they'll have the best return game. Waddle's great. I mean, they have the fastest receiving core in the league. Doesn't mean it's the best.
Oh,
but
no, they have a track meet.
Yeah, yes. So they're going to have the best punt return team in the league if they can block a little.
Well, during Hill's rookie year in 2016, he returned 39 points, 14 kickoffs, and scored 3 touchdowns. Now, that was 2016. Most recently, he returned 1 punt per year in 2019 and 2020 and didn't field any in the 2021 season. But that's exciting that he wants to do that. Now,
yeah.
I know fans are probably going to be like, "That's why would you put him back there? Like, it's an injury situation." But when you have a talent as fast as Tyreek Hill, and Dolphins special teams unit is good.
Yeah. So, but by the way, I don't play fantasy football, but when I read that story, I think, man, Deebo Samuel and Tyreek Hill, I would draft those guys.
Well, interestingly enough, Mike McDaniel coached Deebo Samuel.
That's right.
And he wants to use Tyreek Hill in a Deebo Samuel type of role.
Yeah.
So be creative with it. That's what they hired him for.
That's right.
I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I'm not going to lie. I had a lot of anxiety last night. I know it was a tall scale for Costa Rica to, you know, move the U.S.
Oh,
men's
when
it
when out, it went down 2-0.
I got a little nervous.
I did too.
I'm like, I know it's still a couple goals.
This
away,
is not but Argentina. I've seen us. We can struggle in really key spots. We're not Germany.
Yeah.
We're not, you know.
I didn't feel good about it, but the U.S. men's national team has officially clinched their spot at the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, so we can all take a deep breath. They will be there despite a 2-0 loss to Costa Rica last night. They were able to secure one of CONCACAF's three automatic World Cup berths along with Canada and Mexico. They finished the 14-game qualification cycle with a 7-4-3 record. They left them tied for third with Costa Rica, but their plus 11 goal differential was the tiebreaker. So yeah. Now we can wait in anticipation for the World Cup draw, and you can watch it all right here on FS1 tomorrow at 11:30 a.m.
Big deal. Now it's a big deal. Yes. So there are harder draws and easier draws. So we know in our draw we're not going to have in our group like Canada or Mexico, right? That you can't do that. But so we're going to end up getting somebody from Europe that's not ideal, and I can't wait to see who it is.
Yes. Well, we'll see all that tomorrow here on FS1.
All right. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
You know, I was thinking about this. My entire life, I think you guys all know this. In your life, in my life, the NBA was always a players' league. And I always compared it to international soccer. If you had Pele or Messi or Ronaldo, you just, they're going to run the show. And that's okay. Like, I grew up in Seattle. Spencer Haywood was the first player that, like, no, I'm not going to play unless you pay me. He was a great player. He was the Sonics' first star player. But back in the 70s, it was a players' league. The NFL's been different in our lives. It's been the Shield and the GM and the coach. The quarterback matters, but Bill Parcells tells Phil Simms what to do. The Niners get rid of Joe Montana. They bring in Steve Young. That's all changed now. And I'll tell you, I think a really big moment was Brady and Belichick for 20 years have the greatest dynasty really in American sports. And we all argued for years, Belichick more important, Brady more important. And I think a lot of people thought Belichick 60-40 was more important. Wasn't that long ago I was here and Brady was a system quarterback. But when Brady went to Tampa and won a Super Bowl in a pandemic with no preseason, it sent a big message. Simultaneously, as Belichick couldn't make the playoffs, all right, it was 75-25 Tommy, 70-30 Tommy, 60-40 Tommy. But I also think that move empowered all quarterbacks, and it weakened all coaches. Because now Belichick can't win. Belichick can't win playoff games. The greatest coach of all time. And this offseason, think about it, Mike Zimmer, a very respected coach, and Kirk Cousins heads butted. What happened? See ya, coach. Kirk gets an extension. Kirk Cousins. Brady and Arians. Hey, Bruce, move upstairs. Tommy gets what he wants. Russell Wilson, get me out of here. Pete Carroll didn't want him out of there. He got out of there. Two things happened in the Brady Belichick divorce. It empowered quarterbacks. Everybody went, it really is about the quarterback. I mean, we always liked Andy Reid. Now we love Andy Reid. It's about the quarterback. But it also weakened coaches. Hell, Belichick in 8 years without Brady can't win. And when Zimmer, who's really respected, loses to Kirk Cousins, who all of us are like, he shrinks in big games, that's Brady. And I think it got doubled down, although McVay's great, when Stafford came out, and you're like, man, that's why what you're seeing now in this league is when something like anytime we're in a big lucrative business and there's a massive move in a big lucrative business, you have winners and losers. The winner was obviously Brady, but the winner was the quarterback position. I mean, if Brady goes to Tampa and they stink, you're like, yeah, still a coach's league. Deshaun Watson's not getting that money. I mean, seriously. I mean, I think all of this stuff, what you're talking about, I've seen this in TV and streaming. When Netflix came out, there was a lot of winners, and there were some losers. A lot of broadcast television got into the tank. Like, nobody watches broadcast TV outside of sports and politics. Football and politics. So you have winners and losers when there's massive changes at a massive moment in big lucrative businesses. And I do think, I mean, we have a quarterback now with 22 civil cases against him. $230 million, all guaranteed. I don't think that's happened 4 years ago. I don't think that's happened 3 years ago. I think this Brady Belichick thing has, I do think it's weakened coaches. Now, Sean McVay is still brilliant. But even Sean McVay knew. Sean McVay knew. I got to get a new quarterback. I can't be losing in division to Kyle Shanahan. McVay was smart. He's like, he can go to Les Snead and he's like, Les, we're going to be out of work here. That's all great and good, but I'm watching what's happening around this league. We got to get better at quarterback. That's the Brady effect. And it's I do think, I'm not saying coaches don't have power, but in Minnesota, Mike Zimmer, I would argue, is a more respected coach than Kirk Cousins, a quarterback. Mike got whacked. Kirk got a new extension. It's the power of Brady and Belichick split. Eric Mangini around the corner, Sam Farmer, Chris Broussard. We got good stuff today.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
So make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront
upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
All right, here we go. Everybody thinks I've got a conspiracy theory with Brady. It's not a conspiracy theory. I just watched NFL football over the last year. Deshaun Watson got his way. Aaron Rodgers got his way. Stafford got his way. Brady got his way. Russell Wilson got his way. Dak got his way. In about a month, Kyler Murray's going to get his way. If the quarterback wants a change, they get their way. We got a quarterback with 22 civil cases, got $230 million guaranteed. If Tommy wanted Arians back, Arians would be back. Every quarterback, and these people that are getting their way, they're not even Tom Brady. So I don't think it's a conspiracy theory. I think Tom wanted some moves, a little turbulent over here, there. You move the chess pieces. Everybody's good. The PR is good. I go to Instagram. I don't think it's a conspiracy theory. Eric Mangini joins me. I think he thinks I'm kooky and crazy. What do you think happened?
Yeah, I don't see it the same way. I think that the grind of being a head coach is significant. And for Bruce to be able to move up into the front office, still have a role with the team, enjoy some of the fruits of his coaching career, but be involved in a really meaningful way, to me, that makes sense. That doesn't seem like this was orchestrated by Tom, where he had to move out and had to move someone else in. I don't see that in this. I think Bruce made a lifestyle decision at 69 years old, which is his right, and he probably should do it.
But why would Brady, the most detail-oriented human being in the history of the league, retire and unretire? It was so sloppy. It was so non-Tom. His dad's like, he didn't want to retire. There were other factors here. I don't know, Eric. That was a weird unretire moment, right?
But I would imagine that his dad, his dad's consistently what? Told the truth. He's told the truth.
Yes.
When maybe other people have not wanted to tell the truth. So for him to say there were other factors, then I'm sure that there were other factors. And, you know, is there anything to the Miami rumor at all? Was there any basis to that? You know, who knows? Who knows with that? But I don't think that Tom was fully committed to retiring at any point. And I'm not shocked that he unretired. I thought it would come later, and I didn't know if it would be in Tampa, but I'm not shocked by it.
Let me throw this at you. Todd Bowles, a nice guy. He's a really, really good football coach. Now, a lot of good coaches are just not head coaches. There's a lot of things going on here. You got to control the room, control the press, control the owner. It's hard, right? I mean, almost all coaches outside of Belichick, you just get fired. That's the reality of the job, right? So I look at Bowles and I think we have a trajectory in the National Football League. It's undeniable. Offensive coaches are winning more. Zach Taylor just met McVay. If I was going to make one of these guys head coach, it would be Byron Leftwich, and that's not a knock. I like vanilla ice cream more than chocolate. It doesn't mean I don't like that one, too. Like, I think they're both head coaches potentially. But I would have chosen Leftwich over Bowles in 2022.
Well, look, there's value to head coaching experience, and we're all better after we go through experience and learn from the plethora of mistakes that we make. And Belichick, when did he hit? He hit on his second head coaching opportunity. Pete Carroll, you know, he had the opportunity in New England, and then he hits in Seattle. So It's not surprising that they give someone who's got the experience this team, because the team's further along as opposed to going to a first time head coach. I think there's a lot of trust with Todd and Bruce, and there's a long relationship there. I'm sure they'll work together in this new context that they have. And that probably played a factor.
It feels a little bit like the Dungy Manning relationship, where Peyton respected Dungy, his intelligence, his principles, his football resume, but he wanted to run the offense. And, like, I think Brady looks at Todd and goes, you know, you're in the room with him. Smart guy, respected guy, good values, good resume, but I want to control the offense. You do the culture and the defense. It does have a Dungy Manning feel to it to me.
And that works great. Tom should control the offense. That, what was the problem in Tampa initially? They didn't let Tom control
right,
the offense.
Right, right, right.
And they were 7-5. When they finally let Tom control the offense, things went really, really good. And in this situation, he controls the defense. Tom will control the offense. He'll have the input from Leftwich and from Bruce. And it's probably the best setup, at especially in the short term, that they could have.
Yeah. All right. So you just think it's just a bunch of crazy coincidences here, I guess. All right. One of those.
It's just hard for me to envision Tom pushing him out, especially the way that he spoke about him. And look, there's going to be friction with head coaches, but he was just with a head coach before Bruce that there was a lot more friction with.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to think he pushed Bruce out.
I'm not saying Brady pushed him out. I'm just saying he may have nudged him a little.
Yeah, like, you know,
when you're in line.
Semantics, right?
You're in line at a concert for a beer, and you think you're in line first, and you just kind of nudge him, you kind of box him out. And it's not really a push-shove thing, because I don't think Brady – yeah, I mean, Brady's a good human being. I will – let me throw this at you. You live in Cleveland by choice, frankly. And and the whole Deshaun thing – listen, I know he's better than Baker, but you know what? Guaranteed money, suspension, you can't pay a guy. At some point, you're going to have to move off some people. I think it's going to be bumpier than everybody thinks. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, they're taking a gigantic risk. Whenever you've got someone who has 21 cases, and I know they're through the criminal part of it, there is a gigantic risk. And whenever you guarantee that kind of money, there is a gigantic risk. But when you have an opportunity to get a player as talented as Deshaun is, and there was a gigantic market for him. It's not like Cleveland was the only suitor.
You're right.
There were other suitors, and they had to do these things contractually to get him to come here. And people are talking about the guaranteed money. Kirk Cousins got 3 years guaranteed. What in 2018? It's not. We're not breaking new ground with guaranteed money. Maybe the length of it is, but that's the way that things are trending. And Cleveland did what they had to do to get the upgraded that they wanted. Now it could blow up incredibly,
in
their face and hurt the franchise for years and years to come. But they're swinging the bat and hoping that it all works out.
By the way, you live in Cleveland. I'm sure you sit there all day listening to sports talk radio in
all
Cleveland.
Day. I can't believe you made me get off Cleveland radio to come do this segment.
So what are they saying? What are they saying in Cleveland today about this whole thing? Are they over Baker? I mean, there's got to be some pushback.
It's interesting when I was at my son's lacrosse game or when I'm just sort of out and about, people are cautiously optimistic. They want to be able to cheer for their quarterback. And there was a lot of Baker has his faults and his shortcomings, but there was a lot that you could cheer for and appreciate about him in terms of him trying to play through the injuries and some of the positive traits that he had. And now when you bring in a guy where you want to celebrate Deshaun Watson so much, but you've got this other huge issue that makes it hard to come to terms with. So it's conflicted. The whole city is conflicted. They want to cheer. They want it to be their guy desperately. They want it to work out. They want to win. But then you've got these 22 cases where it's hard to put your arms around someone in that situation.
Yeah. All right, so Mangini's first up who disagrees with me. You know, I don't want to be some – I'm not some conspiratorial, like, tinfoil hat guy, but it's
– it's not tinfoil hat, but it's definitely a hat. There's a hat on that. It's just not tinfoil.
It's saran wrap. Good seeing you, Coach Eric Mangini.
Good seeing you, too, Colin.
Fox Sports NFL analyst. Well, this is what we do. It's an opinion show. It just – I don't believe – remember that show Stranger Things? It was a really, really fun
show.
And I love shows like that have, like, ambiguous endings and you can't figure it out. Stories like this are fun to me because there's a lot of stuff we don't know. You know, I was talking to one of the producers last night, Alex, and I'm texting him during this. And it's not like the NFL always tells the 100% truth. I mean, Folks, there is so much that happens behind the scenes in all these major sports
stories. Well, yeah, I mean, we usually don't find out until years later. Someone writes a book and, you know, it gets revealed.
Jeff Benedict wrote the Belichick book, and I'm always amazed. Ian O'Connor just wrote the Coach K book. I follow their careers. There were stories broken during their careers, and there's always a million stories you didn't hear.
Of course.
So it's we'll get the truth of this in somebody's book.
I can't wait until Brady and Belichick are out of the league and we get those stories.
I don't love sports movies, although Winning Time on HBO is a riot.
It is great.
But sports books are fascinating.
Yeah, we got to get you to watch Remember the Titans, though.
Never seen it.
You've got to submit on that one, Colin.
Never seen Raging Bull or Remember the Titans. It's a sad, sad state of affairs. Hour two next.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.